BMI, Body Mass Index, is a calculation designed to identify if an individual is overweight, or to be more precise, carrying too much fat. The basic principle is that dividing your weight by the square of your height provides a BMI score. Tall and thin scores best, wide and small scores worse. Spans and layers of control is a modelling exercise intended to determine the health of your organisational structure in terms of efficiency. The popular construct of spans and layers being that, unlike BMI, narrow and tall is bad and wide and flat is considered the epitome of good health. The England rugby player Johnny Wilkinson stands 5'10" tall and weighs 189 pounds. His BMI is 27. According to the BMI scale, Johnny is overweight. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones is the same height as Johnny, 5'10", but tips the scales at a lean, mean 140 pounds. His BMI is 20. According to the BMI scale, Keith is healthy. Therefore, if you were a personal trainer using BMI as your only reference point, you might decide that Johnny needed your attention more than Keith, an interesting outcome to a respected practical exercise. The basic flaw in BMI is that it does not discriminate between muscle and fat in an individual. The basic flaw in spans and layers is that it also does not discriminate between muscle and fat in an organisational structure. The muscle in any structure is what makes it effective and productive. Over the years, I've found myself in a number of bizarre conversations with people who have declared that the spans and layers of my team structure were too narrow or too deep, but funnily enough, never that they were too wide or too shallow. I was once told to model my organisation on a principle of 8 wide and 4 deep. This exercise concluded with me responding that in order to craft such a vehicle, I would have to hire another 44 people to fill in the blank spaces such a rigid mathematical exercise produced. The response did not go down well, because it was part of a proposed efficiency, cost-cutting exercise. Therein lies the issue with spans and layers. It's a sound, sensible practice to model your organisation to be productive, just like it's a good idea to have a model that tells you if you need to watch your weight. However, as in the Johnny Wilkinson Keith Richard example, the game you are playing or the business you are in will determine the optimum shape you need to be in order to be your most productive. The web is full of articles on the principle and implementation of spans and layers of control in businesses. There are a plethora of success stories to be found on how Company A flattened its structure, how Company B widened theirs, and how Company C abandoned the principle altogether and decided to just form a big circle and all hold hands. Okay, I made the last bit up, but I bet the story's out there somewhere. There are no right or wrong answers in determining the correct spans and layers within any business. Every business is unique in one way or another, as is every individual. So here's my advice. Before you let an organisational design consultant, including me, foist some best practice 8-to-1, 10-to-1 or N-to-1 model on you, make sure they understand the muscle your business needs to make your line-breaking runs. Otherwise, Keith might end up carrying your corporate ball after you've transferred Johnny to another team. If you'd like a written copy of this audio boo, please visit www.johnpc.co.uk, and thanks for listening.